Okay, go ahead.
There's a little boy walking into the shop. Going to walk into the shop. He's going to buy a cookies. See, he pulls one out of the bottom. They all fall down. A man is not happy. That's the end.
Yeah, that's not so hard, is it? Remember, I can't see the picture, so tell me the best story you can.
Okay,
here we go.
There's a giraffe and an elephant. The elephant is bouncing a ball by the water. The ball went into the water and the elephant was scared in the giraffe. The giraffe dived in and the elephant couldn't even want to look at it. The giraffe gave the ball to the elephant. Then the giraffe smiled at the elephant and the elephant smiled at the giraffe. That's the end.
All right. Okay, Megan, here we go again. You can start.
The elephant and the giraffe are standing on the walkway by the pool. The elephant is going to run into the pool. She slipped, then she was... That's all, she slipped. She hurted her leg. The giraffe was not smiling. The lifeguard came and looked at the elephant's alley. The lifeguard put a band-aid on her alley, the elephant's alley. She had to sit on the bench till her knee felt better. The lifeguard wasn't happy because there's not supposed to be running on the deck. That's the end.
Good job. Machine again. Okay, Megan. Again, tell me the story that you see.
An elephant and a giraffe. The giraffe had an airplane. The elephant was staring at the airplane, how the giraffe couldn't make it go up. Then she wanted a turn and she grabbed it out of the giraffe's hand. Now once they were going to pull on it, it just fell into water up the pool. The giraffe was mad at the elephant, what she did to his airplane. Now the lifeguard came and saw the little toy airplane was in the water. The elephant explained it was on accident. The lifeguard was trying to reach it through by the pool. The giraffe was crying because the lifeguard couldn't reach it. And the elephant felt sorry. Other elephant had a net and she was smiling. She took out the airplane from with the net from the water. Now the giraffe was happy. The giraffe was smiling and the elephant.
All done?
Yeah.
Okay, Megan. Again, tell me the story.
Okay.
That you see. Remember, I can't see the pictures.
There's a rabbit and a dog. The dog made a sandcastle. The rabbit wanted to help, so he got the shovel and a pail. He dumped it on the sandcastle. It broke the sandcastle, and the dog was almost going to cry. The dog was crying because the rabbit dumped the sand on his sandcastle that he built.
The end. Good. Okay, Megan, you can begin.
The dog and the rabbit had a picnic basket. The dog was waving.
Waving?
At the rabbit. The rabbit brought a lot of stuff. He was drooling because all the stuff he wanted to eat right now. He ate all of it and he had a full tummy. His tummy ached. He went and saw his mom saw a doctor and told, my friend has a tummy ache. The dog pulled her to his friend. The nurse said, you shouldn't have ate too much. She said, it walk with me. We'll get you to the hospital.
Anything else?
No.
Okay, good. Okay, Megan. Here you go. Go ahead.
The dog had the balloon on his stroller. The bunny saw the balloon and he was going to pull his arm to get the balloon. He untied the balloon. And then the dog's balloon went up in the air. The dog was mad at the bunny. The rabbit saw a balloon man having balloons. The angry dog saw the balloon man and had lots of balloons, and the rabbit was going to get one. the balloon with the thing that had the number on it with cash. The bunny didn't have any money to get that balloon for him. The bunny went to the nurse, and the dog stayed with the man. The bunny said to the nurse, "Could you get one of those balloons for me? I don't have too much money to get one for my friend." She paid for the money, and there was two balloons what they got. They each had their balloon, and the dog was hugging his, and the rabbit was holding on to it on the sides.
And?
That's all.
That's all. Great.